It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? Dark light away. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Saturday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, around the clock, around the globe, at this time or any time, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Good to have you listening in on this Saturday. And we just are here to declare that God is at work in your life, your family, your business, your church, your city. He's still at work in this nation. And I'm here to tell you that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can work where God says you can work. You can own what God says you can own. You can meet who God says you can meet. And you can live where God says you can live. You can give what God says you can give. You can receive what God says you can receive. You can minister where God says you can minister. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. And today we're praying on this Saturday, and we have business people that pray with us, businesses that pray with us across America. And today we want to recognize cities that contain businesses that are praying with us. We have some very special things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about and pray about some current events, which I don't believe have done on BPN Radio yet. But we're going to do that. But we do want to welcome business people from across America because I believe that God is calling gatekeepers in the marketplace, business people, to help finance this end time harvest, and want to welcome those cities that have businesses that are praying with us. Amarillo, Texas, Asheville, Ohio, Auburn, California, Austin, Texas, Baytown, Texas, Bethel, Vermont, Blanco, Texas, Bethel, Washington, Burleson, Texas, and Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Chillicothe, Ohio, Chula Vista, California, and Cleburne, Texas, Clewiston, Florida, Clinton, South Carolina, Columbia, Missouri, Concord, California, Dallas, Texas, Delta, Colorado, Dinuba, California, East Bethel, Vermont, Edmonds, Washington, Elgin, Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, Franklin, North Carolina, and Fritz, Texas, Gastonia, North Carolina, Gig Harbor, Washington, Granite City, Florida, Hiawassee, Georgia, Houston, Texas, Humble, Texas, Ingram, Texas, Kampala, Uganda, Killeen, Texas, Lafayette, Louisiana, Lake Jackson, Texas, Lake Worth, Florida, Monroe, Louisiana, Montgomery, Texas, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Rutland, Vermont, Rockwall, Texas, Seattle, Washington, Spartanburg, South Carolina, Stillwater, Oklahoma, Wellington, Florida, West Columbia, Texas. And Father, we just pray for business people and businesses, Christian businesses all across America, those businesses that are committed to paying their tithe to the local church, giving above their tithes. And we just bless these businesses. We ask God that you set up divine appointments, divine connections for these business people. We pray, Lord, that you would give them God ideas, witty inventions, revelation knowledge, that you would give them over and above all they are believing for, asking for, in Jesus' name, and that you would prosper them so that they can help finance the end time harvest. And who shall go? Who shall preach? Those that are called to preach, those that are called to go. But how shall they go if they are not sent? And how shall they be sent without finances? So I declare in the name of Jesus that God is blessing business people all across this land who are doing business on behalf of the kingdom of God. And so we bless you, Mr. Businessman, Miss Businesswoman, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we pray also for the broadcast today here on BPN Radio on this Saturday. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come and minister to us. Anoint me, your servant, as I lead this hour of prayer, this hour of power. And I pray that you would bless those that are praying with me today, in Jesus' name, because we believe today in the power of prayer. And today we are praying for some special needs, and we are praying for some young people to come out of obscurity and to speak to their generation. And we're calling those today that are not ashamed of the gospel. Those that are not ashamed of the gospel. And I believe that God is looking down and calling those that are not ashamed of the gospel. And so we declare in Jesus' name that we are not ashamed of the gospel. Here's Martin Smith.
Burning down any of my bridges, but I'm burning.
We're not ashamed of the gospel. We're not ashamed of the one we love. That the one we love, his name is Jesus. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There you have Martin Smith, my longtime friend from England. Not ashamed of the one we love. And today we're praying for a number of needs. First of all, we're going to pray for this youth generation and that many of them have lost their way, and that's why for some time I've been calling for young people to come out of obscurity and to preach to their generation. So I have founded a group called Young Preachers International, YPI, and at one of our YPI meetings we had some prayer times, and I would just like to play a couple of these young people that are praying. So why don't you join them right now as they pray some prayers for our land, for our nation.
God, you're so sweet. Tonight's just a night of celebration. Tonight's a night of victory. In my own life, I know in the lives of everybody here. Lord, would you speak strength and victory to all the pastors here? Lord, give them strength, Lord, to fight like David, to go into battle. And slay the giants. Lord, we just bless everybody here today. Lord, I pray that we not just leave here and just go back to what we were doing, but we're genuinely changed on the inside. You know, we were supposed to prepare a message and for this preaching competition that Papa Dale's just given us such a tremendous, phenomenal opportunity. And you know, I've grown up in the church, and I've gone through the motions, and the only thing that keeps me going is, you know, it just keeps getting better for me. It just keeps getting better. It's sweeter. I've been in the church my whole life. Finally came to the point where it was just, you know, heaven's reality started becoming my reality. So I just bless you all today. Lord, I'm so thankful for every one of the lives here, Lord. Every one of them. All the friends I've made. The ones I will continue to make. Thank you, Lord, that the most powerful, most influential pulpit I will ever speak from is the life I live. It's the life I live. It's the life I leave. It's not about me. It's not about me. It's about the person who I'm driving next to. You know, they need... Let's just share the love of Jesus with them as well. To the least of these. I just thank you, Lord Jesus. You're so good to us. You're so good to us.
Father, I just thank you for your amazing love that you have for us, Lord. For your unconditional love, Lord. God, I thank you that you put such a passion in Pastor Dale and Jean's hearts, Lord, for my generation, God. Lord, I thank you for speaking to Dale and telling him to start a preaching competition, Lord. God, I thank you for the friendships that were made in these past few days, Lord. God, I thank you for each and every person that's come to these past two meetings, Lord. God, I just ask that you pour out blessings on them, Lord, for taking time out of their schedules, Lord, to come here, Lord. Just to increase their relationship with you, God. Lord, to know more about you, Lord. God, I just ask that blessings, whatever blessings, just every blessing that we could possibly think of, Lord, that you just pour out on us, God. God, that you just stir a stronger hunger for you, Lord. Yes, God, that the flame won't go out, Father. God, that you just give us such a hunger, Lord, to be in your word, God. To be in our secret place with you, Lord. God, that you begin to speak to us, Lord. Speak to us new dreams, God. And give us new visions, Lord. God, give us new passions to increase your kingdom, God. Lord, give us a stronger hunger for the lost, Lord. God, that we can't just walk and go through our normal day without telling somebody about your love, Lord. God, I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you for everything, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Well, we thank you so very, very much, Shay and Madison, for praying here today on BPN Radio. Members of Young Preachers International, and if you are 24 years and younger, you can be a part of Young Preachers International. Just go to youngpreachers.net, youngpreachers.net. And Young Preachers will be meeting again this summer. Leland and I will be hosting the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering at Jubilee Christian Center, July the 19th, 20th, and 21st, Music and Prayer, and young people will be praying and they will be preaching, and Leland will be leading the worship. It'll just be an awesome time. That's in Austin, Texas, July 19, 2021. Father, we pray for the youth of this nation in Jesus' name. And Lord, your word declares that we are to remember our Creator in the days of our youth. And so I pray for these young people today that are facing major situations in their lives and having to make major decisions. And there's so many options in life. And there are so many different things happening, so many things going on, so many things to occupy, so many things to occupy the lives of young people, cell phones and videos and YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all of the other things that are happening that is vying for their attention, taking their attention away from eternal things, and trying to persuade young people to opt for temporal things. So there is a major war going on today for the people in our land and throughout the universe, but particularly here in America. We have so many options in life, and there are so many things that are vying for our attention. So there's a major war going on, the temporal versus the eternal. So the theme in so many people's lives is, I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow I might die. And that is a strong possibility. But when you die, where are you going to spend eternity? When the last breath leaves your body, where are you going to spend eternity? And if you don't know Jesus, if you don't know when you're going to spend, where you're going to spend eternity, today, this Saturday, be a great day. And we're praying for the youth of this nation, and we're also praying for the salvation of the youth of this nation and anybody that might be listening today. I just want to make an appeal to you. Do you know Jesus? And where are you going to spend eternity? What happens when the last breath leaves your body? And I declare that somewhere you're going to spend forever and ever, either in heaven or hell. Heaven, if you accept Christ, and hell, if you reject Christ. And so today, I just want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. And so many times when we ask people, are you a Christian? They say yes. And then we ask them, if you go to heaven and you come to the gates, what are you going to say the reason why you can enter in? Because you were a good person, because you were a donor of blood, because you gave to certain charities, because you've lived a good life, because you didn't beat your wife. And it goes on and on. But, you know, you can only get there by the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus. So the Bible says if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. And so, Father God, we pray today for those that do not know you as their Savior. We pray for the army of young people out there that have lost their way. They're confused about life. Many are no longer interested in going to church or reading their Bible or hearing about God. There are so many other things that they're contemplating about life today. We pray for them in Jesus' name. And I want those of you listening to BPN Radio today, if you don't know the Lord, if you're not prepared to die, I want you to say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross for my sins, that you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. With your strength and help, I'll live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for those today that have accepted you as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you have said that prayer, welcome to the kingdom of God. You defined you a local church, a body of believers, where you can be a part of that church, a part of that fellowship, and grow in Him in the power of His might and His word. Thank you, Lord. Well, it's great to have you listen in today here on BPN Radio. Delighted to have you as a part of BPN Radio. Well, this is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here at this time, anytime, around the clock, around the globe. We pray here on BPN Radio. And I trust that you are telling somebody about the broadcast. People can hear us at any time, day or night. If they forget at a certain time, it does not make any difference. We're on 24 hours a day praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. If you'd like to contribute to this network, Breakout Prayer Network, to this broadcast, which is supported by you, our listeners, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and down at the bottom of the page, you can click on the donate button, and you can contribute by your credit card, PayPal, debit card. You can write a check and send it to the address there, Breakout Prayer Network. Good to have you listening in here. On this Saturday, we're going to pray for some needs. And remember, if you have a prayer request, you can send it to bpnradio.com. There's a place for your prayer request. Cheryl Ortiz, who is our national prayer coordinator, will then take your prayer request and send it to other members of the prayer team. So we're going to pray for some special needs today, and because we believe that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And so we're going to pray today for needs that are out there that need to be prayed for. I would like to pray for a lady that is in very critical condition. She has cancer spread to many different parts of her body, and this was sent in by a friend of hers. So I want us to pray for Lisa Roberts today. Lisa Roberts is from South Texas. Father, we pray for Lisa in Jesus' name, Lisa Roberts, that you would minister healing to Lisa Roberts in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your healing virtue, let your healing power flow through her right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, for healing Lisa. We want to pray for a good report for our friend and part of our ministry team, Linda Raglan, and who needs a miracle, needs healing. Father, we just pray for Linda Raglan, Lord, in Jesus' name, part of our prayer team here, our ministry team here at Breakout Prayer Network. We ask, Lord, that you heal Linda Raglan. We set ourselves in agreement for her in the name of Jesus. We also pray for Irina Kopisko, who is also the engineer at BPN Radio. She also is suffering from cancer. And we ask right now, in Jesus' name, we pray for her healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you would heal her and touch her right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Father, we pray today for Carol Keller, who's recovering from cancer surgery. And I pray today for my wife Jean's sister, Nancy, recovering from surgery. We also pray for little 12-year-old Mackenzie Horton, who has cancer. Her family's longtime friends of ours from Rush Springs, Oklahoma. And we pray right now for Mackenzie Horton in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. We pray for others who have requests, one who has a request that her two sons are addicted to drugs. And we pray right now in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would minister to these two young men that are addicted. There are so many today, particularly young people, that are addicted to drugs, different addictions. And we pray in Jesus' name for these that have different addictions. We ask, Lord, that you set them free in Jesus' name. Here is a request for someone in prison, one of our partners. We just pray for him right now in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, for Daniel, and we ask, Lord, that you minister to him. He's received a concussion. We ask God for his healing. We ask God for strength, and we pray for all of the other listeners today that have loved ones, who have family, who have friends that are in prison. In Jesus' name, we just pray right now, Lord, for those in prison, and we pray for families, fathers that are in prison, and children whose fathers are in prison. And we pray for the 3 million people that are incarcerated in prisons in America. We pray right now for the grace of God and the mercy of God, and we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would send ministers into these prisons to minister to these today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we ask for your help in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Here is someone that we need to pray for, needs prayer concerning going through a divorce. And here's someone else whose wife has left them, not left them for another man. She just doesn't want to be married anymore. So we pray in Jesus' name for the breakup. We pray for the breakup of the American family. Oh God, how we need you. How we need you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray, oh God, concerning the death of the American family. In the name of the Lord, we pray for this one whose wife has left him, just not wanting to be married anymore, left him and the children because she does not want that responsibility, wants to be free. Lord, we know in Jesus' name that this is deception, and we speak against it now. In the name of Jesus, heal and restore marriages. In Jesus' name. We pray for this one whose husband left her for a younger woman. In Jesus' name, we pray for her. And we pray for these women today whose husbands are leaving them in exchange for a younger woman. They're tired and they're bored in their marriage. Oh God, help us today. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we pray for this couple that's having a difficult time making a transition in life. We pray for those that are in transition, and we know that many times transitions can be a bumpy road. And we pray right now, in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord for this one, that this couple that is going through a difficult time in life because of the transition that is happening in their lives. And we pray for other people in Jesus' name that are having a difficult time because of a transition that they are going through, walking through. In Jesus' name we pray. Wow, there's so many, many needs. Father, we pray for 12-year-old. We pray for our 12-year-old friend, Mackenzie Horton, Rush Springs, Oklahoma. Lord, we ask for a healing for her in Jesus' name. And Lord, we know these are rough waters that her mother is walking through. She lost her husband just a few years ago. He was a volunteer firefighter and lost his life fighting a fire. And now her daughter's in critical condition. So we pray today not only for Mackenzie, we pray for Brandy. In Jesus' name, we pray for Brandy that you would minister peace to her. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. God, we need you. Lord, we need you. We need you today. In Jesus' name, why don't you just take a few moments just to intercede. Intercede for somebody that you know that needs prayer right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Would you do it? Just call somebody's name. Father, we pray today for a request that came in from Michael. And Michael said that his friend's son, who is 7 years old, is suffering from digestive tract problems. He has part of his intestines missing, leading to all sorts of problems. At the moment, he's suffering quite a bit and is in heavy discomfort. So, Father, we pray right now for this little boy, 7 years old, that needs prayer. We set ourselves in agreement with Michael in Jesus' name. And why don't you pray for whatever your need is today? Why don't you just take this moment? Because as we pray, we say, give us this day our daily bread. Why don't you just tell God what you need today? Would you do that? We pray today for our nation. We pray for the United States of America. We pray for revival in this nation. We pray for another spiritual awakening. Lord, that you would just come and heal our nation and heal our land, O God, we pray. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen, and amen. Lord, we need you. We need you, God, today in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord, amen, and amen. Lord, we pray for President Obama. We pray for Vice President Biden. We pray for Congress. We pray, Lord, that you would come and minister to those in the White House, minister to those on Capitol Hill. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, that you would give them wisdom, that you would give them insight concerning decisions, Lord, that they need to make. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of Jesus. We pray for our governors today. In the name of the Lord. I pray for my governor of Texas, Greg Abbott. I pray for him. We pray for all the governors for wisdom and understanding. Why don't you just pray for your governor? Why don't you pray for your senators, your congressperson? In Jesus' name, I pray for my senators, Cornyn and Cruz, the two C's, and I pray, Lord, for my congressman, Roger Williams. In Jesus' name, I pray for strength. I pray for Mayor Adler, the mayor of Austin, Texas. Why don't you just take time to pray as God told us to do? Pray for those in authority. Would you do it? Father, we pray right now in Jesus' name for a spiritual awakening in America. We pray for revival. We pray for 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities in Jesus' name. 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities leading 1,000 prayer groups. And I'm calling right now here on Breakout Prayer Network on BPN. I'm calling for 1,000 prayer leaders, and you can be a part of the 1,000 BPN prayer leaders, prayer centers. And all you have to do is just respond to the call to lead a group in prayer. And it might be in a church. It might be in a stadium. It could be an arena. It could be in your home. It could be in your neighborhood, in a classroom, in a business place somewhere. Wherever you want it to be, and you just say, I'm going to gather a group of people on a weekly basis, two or three or more, and we will send you a weekly list to pray over. And can you imagine the power, the force of 1,000 prayer groups agreeing on just a few things every week to bring about revival in America? Another spiritual awakening. All you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and there is a box that you can click on, 1,000 prayer leaders. You can be a prayer leader, and you can lead them. You say, what am I going to say? Well, just pray for revival. Pray for your city. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your church. If you don't even have a church, you can lead a prayer group and pray for those people maybe that are unchurched or dechurched. Pray for those in your neighborhood. And so I'm just calling for 1,000 prayer leaders. Would you respond? Go right now to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Fill out the form. Submit it to us. We'll get right back with you. Help me pray right now. Would you help me pray for 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities, praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Well, we're praying for some situations that are in the news today, that are making news. And you must realize that there are some major concerns that we need to be praying about as Christians. And one of the major concerns is concerning the new rules that are being passed down by the FCC concerning the internet. And we need to pray over this because the internet could be restricted, including Breakout Prayer Network, including BPN Radio and many others that are speaking the truth, proclaiming the gospel, or they're just conservative watchdogs, conservative writers, Christian writers. So, Father, we pray concerning the internet. In Jesus' name. And we know, Lord, that laws and rules and regulations are in motion to be enacted in the very near future. I pray in Jesus' name that Congress will respond to this in the name of the Lord, in Jesus' name. And I pray, God, that our freedoms will not be taken away as a result of the internet. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We pray today concerning the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's ruling on same-sex marriage, which, ladies and gentlemen, is going to change, if that is enacted, will change the moral climate of this nation. And many prophetic voices are prophesying judgment coming upon America. If this law is passed, legalizing the marriage between one man and another man, and one woman and another woman. In fact, in the news the last two or three days, according to an internet website called Now the End Begins, and other sites, it's talking about a well-known pastor in California, who's the pastor of Saddleback Church, and he has pictures come out with him holding hands with a well-known homosexual, and the article reads: after taking their seats at the witness table before Congress, the giddy pair laughed and smiled as they held hands with this well-known pastor, saying amen and cautioning his friend that if they kissed, it would be the kiss heard round the world. And the question the article is saying, is this pastor trying to tell us something here? Is there a coming out moment in his future? Hard to say at this point, but sure looks like it. I'm reading an article. And such is the status of the professing Christian church in 2015. Weak, powerless, effeminate. And so we're having quite a controversy in the church today concerning the acceptance of homosexuality in the church. And we need to pray about this. We need to pray concerning the ruling that the Supreme Court is going to hand down supposedly in June. And if this law is enacted, if this law is passed, it's going to contain a lot of things that's going to affect what we say, what ministers say in the, behind the podium, what they say on their platform, what they say in their sermons. And I believe that we are in the beginning days of what the mayor of Houston, Texas, tried to enact in Houston, where she was trying to have pastors send in copies of their sermons, and so that they could look to see if there was any hate speech there. So we're living in a day now that we really need to pray about, that if this continues, then pastors, they'll not be allowed to speak impromptu. They'll not be able to just speak as the Holy Spirit directs, because they will be required to write down every word of their message and speak that word for word to their congregation. And there will be monitors that will be there listening to what they're saying. And there will be a ruling that pastors will have to send in copies of their sermons to the powers that be. And you may say, well, all of that is ridiculous. We don't believe any of that's going to happen. We believe this is just just rhetoric. But ladies and gentlemen, we're living in perilous times and perilous days. In perilous times. And we're living in days when pastors are not calling men in their church homosexuals. They're calling them bisexuals. And skipping the rope, skipping around. And do I love these that have a different sexual preference? Absolutely, I do. I love them. But we must understand that we are headed down the wrong road in America, because from the beginning of this nation, we have held to the principles of marriage being very sacred between a man and a woman. And when we deviate from that, then we're going to go in many different directions. And there will come a day when a man will say, I don't believe I'm a man any longer. I'm a woman. And a woman will say, well, I don't believe that I'm a woman anymore. I believe that I'm a man. And I've got to have financial help with my gender change. So there's transgenders, we're bigenders, and there's all kinds of genders taking place. And we, you say, well, it's not a big deal. It's just, ladies and gentlemen, we are going down the wrong road, transgressing the laws of God. And we need to pray. We need to pray that God will put us on the back, on the right track. And we need to pray for another spiritual awakening this nation, a return to the principles that made this nation great. And concerning marriage, I had a guest on not long ago who really believes that marriage, before too long, will be outlawed. There will be no need of marriage. And reading the latest reports concerning millennials, who those from 1980 to 2000, who are called open-minded, receptive about marriage, and they say that they're not focusing on marriage. They're focusing on whatever makes them happy. 25% of the people under 35 are saying they're going to be single forever or just live with someone. And so we're coming to the place. The Bible said that there would come a time that in societies marriage would be forbidden. And so the greater issue in days to come could be that we don't have marriage at all. And so we're living in perilous times, perilous days. We need to pray. We need to pray about certain issues. And so, Father God, we pray concerning the decision that is going to be handed down soon and very soon from our United States Supreme Court concerning same-sex marriage. We pray, Lord, concerning the principles of God's Word that are being violated, the principles of one man and one woman being married, and men that are well known in the ministry today, bending backwards to be more politically correct. And Father God, we are concerned about this, and we ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, for a return to the principles that has made our nation great. We need your help, Lord. We need your help. We need your guidance and direction. And America needs your leadership. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask that you lead us in the direction that you would have us to go. In Jesus' name. Here's Martin Smith to conclude.
Lead me to the cross where we first met. Draw me to my knees so we can talk. We feel your breath. Let me know you're here with me. Mm-hmm. place where I can find you.
You have Martin Smith, lead me. Holy Spirit, we ask that you lead us and guide us and direct us by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we trust you for it, and we believe you for it in the name of Jesus, that you would guide us and direct us by your Holy Spirit. May we lead and live the Spirit-led life in Jesus' name. Let's just pray right now, the will of God be done in your life. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's just pray right now. Lord, your will be done in my life today. You have a good plan. The plan is a good plan. Well, we appreciate you praying with us here today on BPN Radio. And we trust that you'll have a good day on this Saturday, making preparations to go to the house of God. We speak a blessing upon every pastor as they prepare to minister the word tomorrow. Well, we love you. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time here on BPN Radio. Have a good day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.